By this we know love, that Jesus laid down his life for you. You know love because of Jesus, because of his death, because of his resurrection, and the power that it is in our lives. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose for you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is still Easter. And this is his love. Do you know his love? Do you know Jesus and his love? This is Jesus and his love. Perhaps you've heard it before. Jesus is patient and kind. Jesus does not envy or boast. He is not arrogant or rude. He does not insist on his own way. He is not arrogant, irritable, or resentful. Jesus does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Jesus never ends. Jesus is love. 1 Corinthians 13. This is who Jesus is. He does for us what we can't do for ourselves, right? That's the whole story of Easter. That's the whole story of who he is and what he does. We failed. He comes and accomplishes. And his goodness washes over you and wells up within you. Right? Going all the way back to December, we talk and we lean into the incarnation. That's the church word for Jesus becoming like us. He's nothing like us. He's so much better than us. The incarnation. Jesus in flesh, God in flesh. So now we continue with that loop. We close that loop that everything that Jesus does for us is what he calls us to do for others. That's the power of today. That all that Jesus has accomplished isn't just for us to receive and then cling to. It's for us to receive and then give. Jesus loves you so you can love others. That's Mission Sunday. That's who you all are. You are a people who love. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's powerful. That Jesus is incarnate in you. Jesus dwells in you, and he seeps out of you, right? That's what Mission Sunday is about. That's what all the things we do are about here collectively with all the things that are listed on that paper, the ways we serve, the way we go, the way we help, the way we give to others and to organizations to help, to come alongside of, to walk with, to encourage. Is there anything more beautiful than giving Bibles and books to women in prison and loving them? Is there anything more beautiful than wrapping in love gifts and the gospel and sending it to faraway lands? Is there anything more beautiful than coming alongside of someone who is recently stuck in a wheelchair and building a ramp so that they can get into their own home? That's beautiful. That's love. That's you. You do that. It's powerful. It's mighty. It's good. But it's not you. It's Jesus in you, coming out of you as he transforms you, and in so doing transforms the world. That's his mission. That's his beauty, right? I mean, that's the reality of the all-powerful God, right? There is nothing God can't do. There's nothing he can't do. He spoke and light was created. There must be a reason that there is still suffering in this world, right? The reason is he wants you to be a part of it. He doesn't need you. He wants you. That's a world of difference, isn't it? Jesus doesn't need you. He wants you to be a part of his work in healing the world. Because it heals you. It changes you. Joining Jesus transforms you. There's something powerful, there's something beautiful about that. Because the reality is we all need to be transformed, don't we? We all need his work done within us. We are all in need. We are all broken. We are all less than. And so we need him. There was a man walking through the woods. And he heard the most heinous agony of a howl. And he was drawn towards it. And as he approached, he came across a wolf who had its hind leg stuck in a bear trap. And this wolf was desperately trying to get out of it. It was leaping, it was gnawing, and every time it moved, the teeth of that bear trap pinched. Incredible agony. Incredible pain. And the man had a decision. Because he tried to calm it down with its words. That ain't happening when you're stuck in a bear trap. He tried to come close gently and cautiously and lovingly. But the wolf wanted nothing to do with it. It was in pain, and it was lashing out because it was hurting. And the man had a decision to make. He could turn and walk away and leave the poor animal to die, or he could enter in and risk being mauled himself in order to set the animal free. And he moved in. This is Jesus. You and I are trapped in the snarls of sin. It has entangled us. And unbeknownst to us, our sin and our brokenness, our pain, it is deadly. And Jesus risked coming in to set you free. And in the process, he lost his life to give you yours. This is Jesus. This is Easter. This is the power of what love does. The reality is that we all, we're all trapped, aren't we? We've all got our foot ensnared by sin, by brokenness, by pain, by agony, by our history, by our story, by our circumstance. By the things we face, we are stuck in pain, and Jesus comes to set you free. But by his love, you're called to love. And so the reality is, once you're free, you're now part of the team. And our mission isn't ours, it's his. And it's to go find others that are ensnared in the same bear trap and to help set them free. That's what you're called to do. There are a lot of hurting people out there. There are a lot of hurting people in here. Jesus works as we love one another, as we serve one another, as we go to one another and point to Jesus who sets you free. Yesterday morning, I sadly couldn't stick around for it because I had a soccer game to go to. As part of our men's breakfast, and many of you were there, we had a wonderful presentation by Dr. Shanita Conley. And she came to talk about end of life and decisions and having your house in order and in affair, having everything right as you come to the end and as you're prepared for that. And part of her story is, 15 years ago, her husband tragically, suddenly died from a heart attack. And her house was not in order. And she had to live out of figuring out, what do I do next? Now, today, the thing she does is she goes to help other people not have to go through what she went through. Isn't that beautiful? See, that's the power of who Jesus is. He comes to heal you, and then he sends you to go and heal others that are in a similar spot, a similar situation, a similar circumstance. He transforms you so you can be a part of the transformation of others. That's mission. That's power. That's Jesus. Because we've all been through hard things, right? We've all been through hard circumstances. What are you going to do about it? You know, if you take a rock and you put it in boiling water, you know what happens? Not much. The rock gets hot and stays hard, doesn't it? You put carrots in boiling water, you know what happens? Some of you all like stewed carrots. Pass. They become mushy, don't they? The thing that was crisp becomes bleh. Jesus says that. That's not from me. That's from Jesus. No. Sorry. But what happens when you put tea in hot water? It infuses everything. It changes everything. What are you going to be? You're going to be a rock when you go through hard stuff? When you're tossed in the frying pan of life and just stay hard, impenetrable? You're going to become a carrot that just becomes mush, soft? Or are you going to become something that begins to infuse the goodness into the environment around you? This is mission. It is trusting that God, even when you are in the worst moment, He's not done. He's not done with you. He is still working on you and in you and with you and through you. Jesus is still working. And sometimes the best way to find healing ourselves in Jesus is to begin going to heal others. It's risking and stepping towards the ones who are stuck in the bear trap. Because that's who Jesus is. It's what He does for you. It's what He calls you to do for others. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that Jesus dwells in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. You are not abandoned. You are not alone. If it's you, you'll fail every time. But Jesus in you, the Spirit alive in you, you cannot fail. You will not fail. Because He's not done yet. He is still working. This is Jesus. This is mission. It's what we do at Prince of Peace. So let's keep doing it and celebrating that God is on the move, and celebrate by moving with Him. In the name of Jesus, amen.